now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can ask Arthur or myself or Bridget a question. Just email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, udocs at gmail.com. We've had a number of comments how good our guest was in the earlier segment or show, the earlier hour. You can find all of our guests, all of our shows, archived at radiomd.com. Miss a show, you didn't miss anything, just go to radiomd.com. Look for that date under the You, the Owner's Manual archives, and you can listen in, even download a podcast. So, Arthur, there's this wonderful story about women feeling they have to look younger to succeed than men of the same age to succeed in business. How good was the study? How big was it? Was it really scientific, or is it just a bit of BS, bad science that may be real?
Well, you know, Mike, this actually, I'm not sure we could call it science, because this was published in that very important medical journal called Allure magazine.
But they have a big panel. So how big was the study? Yeah. How many people did they talk to?
They polled 2,000 people, and that's pretty good. Men and women. And, you know, they wanted to see how they felt about how they looked when they aged, you know, and, you know, whether or not aging was important to them, whether their appearance was important to them. Was it more important to men or women? So, Mike, here's what they found. And this is sort of like, well, I get it. 90% of people think that women are under more pressure to look younger than men. Now, doesn't that make sense? It makes sense to all of us.
Of everyone of all ages, and they asked a bunch for different ages, that 90% of everybody said that women were under more pressure to look better than men.
Younger.
Yep. So doesn't that make sense? Because 90% of all cosmetic surgery...
I can tell you, Bridget looks a lot better than you do.
That's not true.
I don't doubt that. But, you know, interesting that you say that, Mike, because they also asked people at what age from childhood to in the nursing home, what age do people look the best? And interestingly, they said women look the best. No, Bridget, not at age 19 or whatever you are.
I can tell you it's age 36.
I'm older.
It's age 30.
30.
Go.
Age 30 for women, all right, and 34 for men.
Actually, do you know if you look from a peak in physiologic functioning, if you don't do anything about it, you just look at gene function, men in athletic functioning hit their peak at age 28, women at age 36.
Okay. Well, this was an interesting study, Mike. And they found that 42% of women between 50 and 60 said they felt they needed to look young to be successful at work. And that's pretty interesting. Now, that's double the number of men. Only 20 or so percent of men thought that. Isn't that interesting? So as men get older, they did not think it was that important to look young and to look good, but women definitely do. And,
but
of course,
women,
that's reflected.
It was less as they got older. You said it was 90% overall, but only 45% between 55 and 65.
That's right.
So it gets less needy as they get older.
Interesting.
Is that right?
Now, here's a part of this study. You're going to love this one, Mike. They were asked to name celebrities who have aged well. So now, which... Wait, I'm going to ask
Clint
Bridget.
Eastwood.
Because, no, Bridget.
Yes.
Who do you think is an older celebrity that has aged well?
I would say, I think Jennifer Aniston has aged really well. And
No. Well, I'm sorry. Let's talk about men first. Sorry.
Okay.
Wasn't Clint Eastwood?
I would say George Clooney would have to be on that.
Oh, George Clooney, right. Sorry.
That is number one. You're very good.
Thank you.
you're good. That's exactly who came in number one. And then came Sean Connery, Bill Clinton, Brad Pitt, Richard Gere, and Michael Roizen. No, that's not. It wasn't Mike Roizen. Sorry, Mike. He jumped
really
out of his seat there. Sorry.
You should have seen his face light up when he thought he made the list.
Now for women, it was Meryl Streep, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Julia Roberts. They were considered to have aged the best for women, although they're, Julia Roberts is not that old. I think she's only about 40, late 40s.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the younger that gets.
I'm trying to think of the one celebrity that my dad, loves. She's really pretty.
Don't say that on the air. Your mother will hear. All right. So anyway, the interesting study, not true science, but, if you really look at this, it had the correct number of people, and probably if it was done just a little bit differently, it might have been publishable in one of our journals. So, Arthur, that's the story, Mike.
There are four companies that are now producing Botox. First of all, let's say, is there any reason? Do they all charge about the same? And secondly, has the price come down since there are four companies rather than just one? And is there any reason, if the price is all competitive, to choose the non-original brand, which we know has the good stuff?
All right. So now Allergan has been around forever. That's the company that makes true Botox, and that's the brand name. So we call it Botox. We call all of them Botox, but that's not fair because it's botulinum toxin. And there are three companies that are now FDA approved. And the big announcement last week, which is why we're talking about this, was Johnson & Johnson said they're ready to submit their application to the FDA for their product, which I think is going to be called PureTox, which is a great name. So J&J, when they get into the game, that's a big gun, as we call it. And they're going to give Allergan a run for the money. So now the market is enormous.
Why do you think they will give Allergan a run for the money? Wouldn't you, if the prices were similar, which is probably what's going to happen, wouldn't you go with the original stuff?
Well, I'm not so sure because the data is going to show, as it's already showing, that there's no real difference between these products. So they last about the same amount of time. They take the same amount of time to start working. There's no drug advantage, one or the other. So that means, Mike, it's going to come down to marketing, and it's going to come down to what products the company has that doctors already use that they can kind of combine in marketing. And what I'm talking about is, Johnson & Johnson has the biggest share of the market for breast implants. So they're already in plastic surgeons' offices. That gets the representatives in there.
Now, but Allergan has to be in there for the Latisse, right?
They're in there for Latisse. They also have their brand of breast implants.
Which is that new? You talked about a new brand of implants. Was that marketed by either Allergan or Johnson & Johnson? Remind us about the new brand and new type of implants.
Yep. The one that came out about 3 weeks ago, yes, was Allergan. They are the ones. They got their approval before Johnson & Johnson. So, they're battling head-to-head, Mike. But the advertising dollars is what is going to drive this one. The advertising, because Botox's model is to go straight to the consumer, and Johnson & Johnson will do the exact same thing. They've got a lot of money behind them. It's going to be interesting next year.
And so you think there will be a battle? Will there be a battle on price, do you think? Will that price advantage get passed to, us consumers?
My bet is no. My bet is no, and I'll tell you why when we return from the break.
We'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Arthur Perry, the key guy in plastic surgery. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.